Most miracles are exceedingly difficult to study, but some have so much evidence that only those who are committed to a naturalistic view can remain unconvinced. I recently finished reading the book Imagine Heaven by John Burke. Burke studied over 1,000 near-death experiences and was struck by the similarities, regardless of where in the world they occurred or whether they were of heaven or hell. And people who were clinically dead experienced the impossible. Hearing conversations far from their flatline bodies, accurately describing things they couldn't possibly have known. To top it off, some who had no belief embraced belief in God as a result of their miraculous experience. Some even go from avowed atheists to becoming pastors. Now, I've never had a near-death experience, but I have experienced the undoubtedly supernatural more than once. Here's what I've learned. God uses these experiences to draw more to himself because he desires that all come to know him intimately. When we embrace his great love, the fear of death should evaporate because in him we have everlasting life. And death no longer has power over us. Why? Because Jesus' great love, his sacrificial death, and resurrection conquered the power of death. So how will you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.